It's 2030. We're celebrating together. It turned out that freedom won.
It's 2030, and we're reporting on the rebellion celebrating the victory over the globalist agenda. The end game is not looking good for the oligarchy. People want to know what happened. What was the catalyst? Well, the globalists overplayed their hand. In 2023, millions of babies and young children died or suffered egregious adverse effects from the mRNA injection. Grieving and irate parents in a larger global community became incensed after learning how big tech, big pharma, the governments around the world colluded to suppress the truth about the deadly mRNA concoctions.
When I think back to the most important part of 2023, it was hard, but the people created a new paradigm for health. We restored the doctor-patient relationship. We killed the data beast, especially for medical. And we installed treatment plants for water and sewage in underdeveloped nations. And we stopped all past, present, and future vaccination programs forever.
2023 was the magical year that forever changed the trajectory of their plans to implement a global vaccine ID passport that was intended to monitor, track, and control everyone's travel, ability to work, socialize, or get groceries, and be rolled into the overall surveillance control grid that would aggregate all data on every individual to eventually control their finances and forever remove individual freedoms. It began with an unprecedented amount of data, studies, and critical information pouring out to the public through real news media, journalists, researchers, and millions of concerned people who researched for themselves. The key study that set this all into motion was a chilling piece about disabilities and deaths in children after receiving the jab. It was a culmination of data from numerous countries. Not even mainstream news could cover this up any longer.
It's now 2030. There's an abattoir in every community. Local livestock farmers are increasingly be asked to run for office. Parents are naming their first child after their local livestock farmer. And they're highly in demand as a banquet speaker at a local culture event.
As a result of constituent pressure, Congress passed legislation withdrawing the United States and its funding from the World Health Organization.
When that happened, that solar flare that took out those MindLink satellites, and the field for a moment became extremely weak, suddenly people were able to return to that true frequency of themselves. They heard their own inner voice again. They had the sense of self again, and especially it happened in the children. Once they found themselves again, that freedom, that happiness that is essentially human, the creativity that ensued was just mind-boggling. And especially what also happened is that people found that way of healing themselves again.
I think what was very decisive, living in all these lies that we all know very well, that can stimulate our sense of truth. And I think that's what is a key thing happening in this year. So many lies come to the light of truth.
There were many events that forced people to get off their screens. Like the computers fell out, it was the solar flare, it was the EMF pulse. And that really grounded them again. So getting off the screens was very important. But for each of them, it was a very individual choice where they started seeing like, this road is leading into a digital prison. I'm not going there.